Hello, I'm Joseph Pearce, and please permit me to give you a quick summary of what's newly posted in the inner sanctum of my personal website, jpearce.co. So every week I record and post three new podcasts, and also I write a several hundred word Lady Dow diary, just discussing what's going on in my life and in my family, with my work, etc. And just to remind you, if you've listened to these before, but the permanent feature, apart from now of these hundreds of podcasts that are accumulating, there are blog posts, and also and especially a 45-part audio lecture series on Tolkien and Lewis. So a full college-length course on Tolkien and Lewis for your delectation should you decide to join the Inner Sanctum. But newly posted this week is, first of all, in the Home is Where the Hearth Is podcast, where I talk about this, that, and the other, and whatever takes my fancy, so to speak. At the moment, we are looking at that great medieval Arthurian poem, Sir Gawain the Green Knight, in J.R.R. Tolkien's wonderful translation from the Middle English vernacular of Mercia into the modern English of Tolkien's wonderful own writing style. And so this week is part two of what I think will be a three-part podcast series on Sir Gawain the Green Knight, looking at the Christian symbolism and the great allegorical significance of the poem. Of course, written at the height of when England was Catholic and when England was merry, merry England. So please to check out the Inner Sanctum, join the Inner Sanctum so you can join me as we discuss Sir Gawain the Green Knight. And then in the Poem of the Week podcast, we are continuing our Marian Fest, our Marian Festival, our festival in honour of the Blessed Virgin Mary for the month of May. She is, of course, the Queen of the May. And for the whole of the month of May, we're having a little festival of poems inspired by and dedicated to the Blessed Virgin. And this week I discuss and read two poems by 19th century poets, Samuel Taylor Coleridge and his Virgin's Cradle Hymn. And then Gerard Manny Hopkins, the great Jesuit convert, and his hymn to the Virgin, Rosa Mystica. So that's the Poem of the Week podcast. And then the third podcast I've recorded this week is the Revisiting Old Favourites. And we've been, for many weeks, on the path to Rome with Hilaire Belloc. I've been reading, commenting upon the Path to Rome by Hilaire Belloc. And we are following him. And we followed him thus far from northern France, then up into the Alps of Switzerland and down through the Italian Alps and then down through the length of Italy. And we're now in Tuscany, and he is in the final lap, if you like, of his pilgrimage to Rome. So if you want to, you can go right back and have me read to you, for you, the entirety of Belloc's masterpiece, The Path to Rome. Or you can join us where we are, or any other part of the route that you like. I mean, the freedom to do with these podcasts as thou wilt is yours if you join the Inner Sanctum. And then the fourth newly posted thing will be the Lady Dow Diary. And I must confess, at the time of recording this, I have not yet written it. But basically, it will be an appraisal of what's been happening that's exciting in the Pearce household and with the work I'm doing over the past week. Is it. So please do consider joining me as one of my supporters, supporting me and my work and my family by becoming a member of the Inner Sanctum. I hope to see you in the Inner Sanctum soon. Until then, God bless you, and God be with you, and thank you for listening.